The Next Right Thing by Brent Reinhart, read by Ellie Johnson. Oh, our God, will you not execute judgment on them? For we are powerless against this great horde that is coming against us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you. 2 Chronicles 20:12. When King Jehoshaphat learned that three armies were joining forces to invade Judah, he was rightfully afraid. He didn't know what to do, but his next steps are a great example for all of us. He assembled the people and he began to pray, O Lord, God of our fathers, are you not God in heaven? You rule over all the kingdoms of the nations. In your hand are power and might, so that none is able to withstand you. If disaster comes upon us, the sword, judgment, or pestilence or famine, we will stand before this house and before you. For your name is in this house, and cry out to you in our affliction, and you will hear and save. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you. 2 Chronicles 20:6-9 and 12b. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you. Do you ever feel like this? The weight of the world is on your shoulders. You don't know what to do or which way to turn. I don't make a habit of taking life lessons from Disney movies, but one of my daughter's favorite is Frozen 2. In the film, Anna is devastated as she thinks her sister Elsa is dead. She doesn't know what to do, and she sings, I won't look too far ahead. It's too much for me to take. But break it down to this next breath, this next step, this next choice is one that I can make. So I'll walk through this night stumbling blindly toward the light and do the next right thing. And with it done, what comes then? When it's clear that everything will never be the same again, then I'll make the choice to hear that voice and do the next right thing. The next right thing. It's really that simple. We don't have to know the outcome or what the pathway looks like 20 steps ahead. We have to take that next step and keep moving forward. For those of us who know the Lord, that next right thing is keeping our eyes on Him and seeking His counsel. We may not know what to do, but there is always something we know we can do. Just like the King Jehoshaphat, we can approach the throne of God and seek His wisdom. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. James 1:5. And that's the beautiful thing. God listens and will answer. The Lord answered Jehoshaphat's prayer. You will not need to fight in this battle. Stand firm, hold your position, and see the salvation of the Lord on your behalf, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not be afraid and do not be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against him, and the Lord will be with you. Whatever battle you're facing today, seek God. You may not know what to do, but you can do the next right thing. You can seek God and trust that he will listen and answer. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:7.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Grotheis, host of Truth Tribe, where we seek the truth through reason and evidence about what matters most. And we are not tribal, since truth is for everyone. Please join me at the Truth Tribe as I discuss the reasons for Christian faith, the Christian worldview, and moral issues such as abortion and gender ideology. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search Truth Tribe on your favorite podcast app.